Father, we thank you for your Bible. We thank you for the way that you speak to us through it. And we pray this morning that you would give us ears to hear, hearts that are open, and wills that are quick to obey. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. What does it mean to live for Jesus Christ in the world we find ourselves in today? Jesus says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown and trampled underfoot. Salt, of course, is pretty innocuous stuff. If we went to your local supermarket, what's your local supermarket around here? It's posh around here. Waitrose, okay. If you went to your Waitrose, and if we went in there this morning, what you'd discover is a whole range of different, in fact, in Waitrose, probably lots of different types of salt that you could buy. And we're used to it being a commodity that's easily accessible, a commodity that we very readily use in a whole variety of different ways. But of course, in the ancient world, Jesus' day, salt was a precious commodity. And it was used primarily for preserving and enhancing. Preserving things that wanted to be preserved and enhancing the flavor of food if it was to be ate. And of course, that's what we primarily think of it for today as well. But actually, in Jesus' day, there was another meaning, another reference for salt. Because in the Old Testament, salt was used as a symbol of the covenant relationship between God and his people. You'll find it in Leviticus 2:13 or in Numbers 18:19 that it speaks of an everlasting covenant of salt. In other words, salt was a symbol of a special relationship between God and his people. So when Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth," they wouldn't only be thinking about salt as a preservative or as an enhancer of flavor. They'd have been going, hold on a minute, salt. Wasn't salt the symbol of this special relationship between God and his people? So Jesus is very subtly here reminding them they are part of this special relationship. About this relationship between a God who loves people and longs for people to return love to him. A God who is a promise-keeping God. A God who always keeps his promises. Now, of course, we live in a world where, sadly, promises are often broken. People's words are not always taken for what we think they might mean by them. But in this world, in a world where words don't always mean what they mean, Jesus reminds us that actually God is a promise-keeping God. He's a God who's made a promise between himself and his people. And even when his people disobeyed him, God continued to work out his promise. And that's, of course, part of what's behind the whole purpose of Jesus coming. You are the salt of the earth, says Jesus. Don't forget to introduce people to this promise-keeping God. And he reminds them, of course, that salt needs to be salty. He says, if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? And one of the things that we're encouraged to do throughout the scriptures is to be salt in our relationships with others. The people that we bump into in our Monday to Saturday lives, people who live next door to us, people in our workplaces, people in the shops that we shop in, people in the groups that we're a part of within our communities. We are to be salt amongst those people. We are to be those who introduce people to a God who keeps his promises. There are a whole variety of ways, of course, that we might do that. It may be even this week we get an opportunity simply to say to someone, oh yes, as part of my life, I find going to church really helpful. It may be we get an opportunity to say something about our faith. My Christian faith has been helpful to me in this way. there are all sorts of ways we might find ourselves with opportunities to say something about our faith. These wonderful cards that are being produced and are being used throughout the country, Follow the Star, are a great opportunity to say to our neighbours, oh, did you get the card through the door? Do come along, I'll be going to whichever one you're going to. Would you like to come with me? Great opportunity to be salt in our conversations, to introduce people in some small way to the God who keeps his promises. Keep being salty, Jesus says. Be salty in our conversation. And then Jesus changes the metaphor and talks about you are the light of the world there in verse 14. And encourages us to be light in our actions. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Imagine buying a light and then hiding it. A little while ago, my middle son went off to university and my daughter decided that she would rather like his room. It was a bigger bedroom than hers. So 4 days later, she made tracks into the bedroom and said, come on, this is going to be my bedroom from now on. We had to do a little bit of redecorating and things. She didn't quite like the black and grey colours of her brother. Decided she wanted something a little bit more lively. And we did a few other little pieces. And it involved also going to IKEA and buying a bedside lamp. You know what it's like when you go to IKEA? You purchase something, you then have to make it yourself. So we made up the lamp. We stuck it on her bedside table. We plugged it in, switched it on, and hey presto, light. I immediately went downstairs into the garage. I found the biggest cardboard box I could. I came upstairs and I went to the lamp and put the cardboard box over it. Well, of course I didn't. That would be nonsense, wouldn't it? Why would you go to all the trouble of buying a lamp, making a lamp, plugging the lamp in, and then covering the lamp? Jesus says you are the light of the world. Don't cover up the light. Show your faith in actions that others may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So in both the small things and in the big things of life, we have the opportunity to be light in our actions, to be light in our community, to be light in our workplace, to be a light in our social groups, in both the small things and the big things. What might that mean this week? It might mean that we hear that a neighbour is unwell and we take round some food or go and do their shopping for them. It might mean that we bump into somebody and as we are chatting with them, we discover that their mother or sister or brother is unwell and going through a very difficult time. And we look for simple ways to support them. It might mean we offer hospitality to a new family that have just moved into the village. It might mean in our workplace, we're the ones who empty the recycle bins or clean up the coffee area, those things that nobody really wants to do, or take in a cake because it's somebody's birthday. It might mean that the refugees who are in the community nearby, locally, are the ones that we spend time with to actually extend hospitality to those who have fled a difficult situation. In small ways and in big ways, we can be light in our actions to those around us. So in these two beautiful images that Jesus offers us. You are the salt of the earth. Be salty in your speech. Let people know about a covenant-keeping God in your words. And be light in your actions. Let people know about a covenant-keeping God in your deeds. In these two metaphors, we are reminded that we have a part to play in God's mission in his world today. That others too may come to know the good news at the heart of our faith. The good news we're about to celebrate in bread and wine. The good news of a God who keeps his promise and kept it to the point of death on a cross. The good news of a God who loves humanity so much that he makes it possible through Christ for us to receive forgiveness and a fresh start and to have a sure future beyond this life in eternity with him forever. The good news of a God who cares for every individual that we will meet this week and longs for them to know his good news as well. It's interesting, isn't it, that Jesus doesn't say, be a little bit of light or be a little bit of salt. No, he says, you are. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Don't lose your saltiness. Don't hide your light. So this week, may we take up any opportunity that comes our way to be salty in our speech and to be light in our actions, so that others too may get to hear a little bit about this covenant-keeping God, this God who keeps his promise and in Jesus makes himself known and in Jesus makes it possible for us to know him and to serve his purposes in the world, so that others too may come to be a part of this fellowship here, having discovered the good news for themselves, and may be a part of a community of faith that makes a difference in the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Be salty this week and shed a little bit of light. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful imagery that you offer us about salt and light, and pray that even this week you will give us opportunities to be salty in our speech and light in our actions. Please help us to see those opportunities. Please help us to take them. And please help us to show others the good news that you are a covenant-keeping God. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.